Right, last time I spoke to you, I was leaving Budapest. It was a Sunday morning. Now it's midweek, it's Wednesday, and I'm in Austria. And it's great. So since Budapest, I cycled into Slovakia and stayed in Bratislava, which was a pretty... Oh, well, from the outskirts, it was kind of a gritty... a Soviet-looking city, and then inside is a beautiful pedestrian historic town, which is like the old town, which was beautiful. Have a little wander around there, went for a lovely lunch with my parents as they're still with me, which is absolutely fantastic. Unfortunately, in Bratislava at the campsite, which was quite dodgy, I was sat in the motorhome with my mum, chatting, and I saw a light on in my tent, and was like, what? Ran out of the tent, and there was some guy with his torch was looking inside. Obviously he got up, walked away really quickly with his partner in crime, literally. And anyway, so then me and mum like ran out the van and chased after them, like, what are you looking for? And they just turned around and shrugged. But it was quite weird. And then the police came, because apparently they'd tried to do another few tents. And so everyone in the campsite bonded over that unfortunate experience. So that's the first time in the whole trip, which is 12,000K. Oh, it's more than that, isn't it? It's like 13,500K that I've travelled, that anyone has tried to steal anything. So that was a wee bit unnerving, so I'd be quite careful with all my stuff. Anyway, so spent a day in Bratislava, then left and went to Austria, crossed over, and that day I cycled from Bratislava to Vienna and camped at a place called Vienna West, which is quite far out of the city, on the west side of the city. But that was amazing, because I came through Vienna on the bicycle, and it's just has the most amazing web of cycle tracks all the way through the centre. So I saw so much of that city and that. It was just amazing. It was completely overwhelming. And what an amazingly beautiful old city. And then the next day I had a day off in Vienna and went to see Mozart's house, an apartment that he had lived in with his family, and where he wrote numerous of his amazing works. That was quite special. As music was what I studied at university. So that was amazing. And then from Vienna, I'm just cycling along the Danube towards a place called Linz, really. And then from there, I'm going to go up into the Czech Republic. So actually tomorrow I will go into the Czech Republic. It's another new country that I've never been to. So I'm well chuffed about that. Don't know any Czech though. I've got to get some Czech money. It's not the euro. But that's exciting. And the Danube cycle path is just incredible, really. It's completely paved, not really ever on roads. It's its own cycle path. It goes right along the side of the Danube. Sometimes it takes you off into little cobbled streets of towns that cars aren't allowed in, and wee marketplaces, and just there's restaurants and cafes and beer gardens all dotted along it that are aimed at cyclists, and are just full of cyclists. It's a complete change from cycling in Asia, where you get stared at, and some, you probably like, there's one a year that goes through some of these places. But here, okay, there's another two coming along now. It's just so busy with cyclists, which is quite nice. Hello. Not many people say hello, but I am determined to, because I think it's quite a nice and friendly thing to do. I'm the only one going this way though. Everyone else is coming the opposite way. I've seen two couples, so four people with fully loaded bikes, so front panniers as well. That's it. And I must see, no exaggeration, 30 or 40 cyclists a day, if not more. So it's quite interesting. Anyway, that's me for now. I'm going to Czech Republic tomorrow, so I'll get back to you and tell you how that goes.